This is The Pulse. I'm Todd Bookman, filling in for Mike and Scott. Researchers inside a dermatology lab at the University of Pennsylvania recently stumbled upon something unexpected. They were investigating a cancer treatment, but instead may have found a way to safely change skin tone. They're now working to develop a cream, one that could help people with scarring or other discolorations, but it could also find its way into cosmetic uses. Arina Zhurov reports that there are still lots of steps to go, including safety trials and potentially FDA approval.
The researchers were running a cancer study when they noticed that sex hormones were affecting pigment production in normal cells. They'd add estrogen to their culture, and boom, the skin cells would make more pigment. They'd add progesterone, and they'd see less pigment.
And after we saw that, that's sort of when we decided to narrow down on figuring out this pigmentation story instead of pursuing the cancer bit.
That's Chris Natal, a Penn graduate student who led the work. Scientists have known for a while how skin becomes darker from the sun. The sun damages DNA, and in the process of repairing it, proteins trigger pigment production in skin cells. The team found that the pigment machinery, like a series of latches and gears that generate darker skin tone, was the same with the hormones as with the sun. Here's Todd Ridke, who runs the lab where the work happened.
So it wasn't as if the estrogen was creating some brand new way of making pigment. It was just accessing sort of pathways we already knew about, but just accessing them in a different way.
In other words, there was just a different door, called a receptor, that led to the pigment machine room. But once the hormones unlocked the door, the process happened in the same way. All the same latches and gears, doing the same work. The problem then became figuring out what kind of door, or receptor, it was. Estrogen and progesterone are like keys, and the type of door they usually fit wasn't on the pigment-producing skin cells, called melanocytes.
When we figured out that the classical estrogen and progesterone receptors weren't in melanocytes, it was sort of like a wild goose chase to figure out what other thing could it be.
They eventually figured out what door the hormones had been accessing. Hippocrates described a darkening of the skin on the face of pregnant women more than 2,000 years ago. And finally, scientists understood how it happened. The team developed synthetic estrogen and progesterone derivatives shaped to exclusively open this one door and started running tests on animals.
We got pigmented guinea pigs, and they have areas of dark skin and areas of brown skin and even white skin on the same guinea pig.
They used synthetic hormones because they didn't want the natural hormones to accidentally unlock other doors and set off unintended processes. Natural hormones could attach to receptors in the reproductive system, for example, in bones. Ridke pulls up a picture of the backside of a guinea pig on his computer.
So here's an example of a tan guinea pig where we shave the hair off and then apply just the gel without any drug in it compared to the gel with the drug in it. And after a couple weeks, the side with the drug is noticeably quite a bit darker than the other side.
The estrogen darkens skin. Progesterone lightens it. It works on men's skin, too.
So this is going to be a big deal in dermatology.
That's Thomas Leung, another dermatologist at Penn. He was not involved in the research.
You'll be able to modulate something in the field that hasn't been able to be done before.
Leung says he sees patients all the time who, for one reason or another, a rash, scarring, vitiligo, want to either darken or lighten their skin, and he has no effective medication to offer them. But Ridke also sees non-medical potential in the discovery.
4 is my lucky number. I graduated after 4 years. Just before my fourth interview, I realized that the obstacle to obtain my dream job was my skin.
Discover Fair and Lovely multivitamin with 4 essential vitamins, B3, E, A, and C, for total fairness.
That's a commercial for a popular skin lightening product. Global industry analysts calculate the international cosmetic skin lightening market will reach $23 billion by 2020, led by Asian countries. Many of those products contain mercury, a neurotoxin that can damage the kidney and cause psychosis. There's also a ubiquitous reverse industry. I recently walked to a tanning salon close to my office in Philadelphia. Manager Frances DeStefano showed me around. The salon has a UV tanning bed, and she says it was the first in the city to offer spray tanning.
We have 3 spray tanning rooms here, and we can be as booked as triple booked all through the night in all 3 rooms.
Clients go in the room to get set up.
They get nose plugs, they get a hair cap, and then they get cardboard feet, so these are going to protect the bottom of their feet from getting spray tan on them.
Some people go completely nude or just wear their bottoms. They choose their color.
So our signature solution is more of like a sun-kissed look, and then we have Miami Mist. It's more Mediterranean inspired, so it's going to give you more of an olivey, browner tan.
The techs can do the spraying, or a machine can do it.
Return my arm to its original position.
The machine resembles the full-body scanners at airports, except when the arm moves, instead of scanning for contraband, it sprays you with a tanning solution. It gives directions in a friendly voice.
Relax and hold your arms approximately 4 inches out directly by your side. Position your hands.
DeStefano says as more and more people reckon with the cancer risk of UV tanning, whether in beds or in the sun, they're turning to other options.
When someone comes in for as a new client, they don't really know what they want to do. We're going to off the bat try and offer them spray tanning. It's a lot healthier than the UV tanning.
That's an industry-wide trend. DeStefano says what hasn't changed is her client's desire to look tanned. She holds up a stack of papers about half an inch thick, showing me just the new client's paperwork from the week. I tell her about the skin lightening market in Asia.
That's so crazy. I mean, no one's satisfied with what they have. They always want to be the opposite. Grass is always greener. But for our clients, they like to be tan.
IBIS World Industry Research estimates the tanning industry in the U.S. alone to be worth more than $2 billion. Ridke and Natal says they didn't set out to study skin pigmentation or to find a product for skin lightening and darkening. But if they can prove that using synthetic estrogen and progesterone can be a safer alternative to a booming cosmetic industry, something similar to a spray tan, Ridke says, why not? I ask Leung, he's the doctor not involved in the research, if he'd prescribe something like this to his patients, if it ever becomes available on the market.
For medical conditions, certainly I can see it being used widely, and because there is no current treatment, there's a huge market there. You know, for the cosmetic things, I leave that to cosmetic dermatologists and for people to make their own decisions on whether to use that medication or not.
For The Pulse, I'm Irina Jorov.
Too young to buy.